So welcome everybody who just came on to the call. I want to talk now about TAFI. TAFI is an acronym for Taking Action for Your Health. It's an incredible course. Emily will talk about it briefly. And it is a course that we offer for $377. It runs every day for 15 minutes a day. We all dial 5 minutes early, though. And it runs 5 days a week for a period of 8 weeks. It is result-oriented. It changes lives. And my message to you is don't wait until you are diagnosed with some serious illness to do TAFI. Start doing TAFI before you are diagnosed so that you can share this with your family members and you know how health works and you don't have to be afraid of diseased conditions any longer. So if you're interested in TAFI, find someone who teaches it and register immediately. If you would like to, take TAFI with me, you could register with me. My phone number is 250-764-2852. I want to now talk about our guest speaker. I met Emily at our Bronze Academy at the Nature Sunshine Convention, which was just held last week. And with her at Bronze Academy was her naturopathic practitioner, Diane. So when Emily introduced herself to me, I was overwhelmed with her particular situation and her story. Emily is 34 years old. And she was told she probably would not live. And if she did live, she would be a victim of a wheelchair for the rest of her life. Now, I loved Emily's determination. She started to search, and she decided that she was not going to succumb to death or even a wheelchair. And she searched and she searched. She is here today to tell her story. Emily, are you with us? Oh, Emily, press star 6 to unmute. Are you with us, Emily?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
There she is. There is Emily. And Emily, I think you're from Montreal, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, so she's from Montreal. And I'm just going to ask you some questions, Emily, so that we can kind of get your story. When did you first get so very, very sick? And what were your symptoms when you were so sick?
Well, I'll give you a little background on what happened. It started in February 2012. I was going through my life, had a couple little hardships here and there, but, you know, nothing major. I had my career. I was doing well. I had my three-year-old boy, and we were very busy family. I had worked very hard to get my career in line and be exactly where I wanted to be. I thought I was at the top of where I was happy, and my life had just started. After a lot of studying, I was in wealth management, and I was doing what I wanted to do. And suddenly, everything fell apart, and I was plunged into a nightmare. Nothing was predicted. Nothing was called for. I woke up one morning. I was feeling terrible. I had fever, chills, cough, sore throat. So I figured, okay, great. I have a really bad cold. But in my line of work, unfortunately, I could not call sick. So being of the generation in the pharmaceutical world that you just take a magic chemical pill and you're supposed to be all better, I took some medicine for my cold and I went to work. Unfortunately, I started feeling terrible very, very quickly, and my health deteriorated quickly. Long story short, within 24 hours, I was having some debilitating symptoms. I was starting to have tremendous pain in my body. Just speaking became very difficult for me. I was actually going into some crazy coughing fits. My fever was out of control, and I had to be rushed to the hospital with an ambulance. At that point, they had to strap me in, and I was in and out. My life was hanging on by a thread, and I really didn't know what was going on with me. All this to find out that I had contracted swine flu. So just so you know, you guys out there, it's not just somebody that has some crazy, you know, medical story. It can happen to anyone. I had swine flu so bad that it actually started shutting down my whole body. My liver, my pancreas, my whole body was just shutting down one organ after another. Obviously, the medical system, with their limitations, gave me all kinds of chemical medication to try to save my life. Fortunately, they did, but it left me with a health condition that was just terrible. All the medication they gave me, unfortunately, had burnt all of my stomach lining, all of my intestines, and had created holes in my intestine. I had a really severe case of leaky gut, to the point that the holes in my intestines were letting through the food that I was eating, which ended up very quickly creating 35 food intolerances. So at that point, I was unable to eat anything except for certain liquid foods, which were barely anything, with my 35 intolerances, and stuck in my bed. After the symptoms of the swine flu dissipated, and after treatments of about 10 different medications, very strong medications and antibiotics to try to get the virus out of my system, which was shutting down my organs one after another, they realized that there was still something wrong. The diagnosis ended up one of many, which was severe fibromyalgia. At that point, I was in my bed, almost crippled, with tremendous pain everywhere in my body. I went from being completely active, working hard, playing with my son, working out 5 days a week, and attending all these events and being extremely active, to, in a snap of a finger, in my bed, crippled with crazy pain, to the point I couldn't even take care of myself, of my son, and my mom had to be there to even hold me in the shower for me to be able to shower. After many doctors had seen me and specialists back and forth trying to figure out what I had, that's when they said, well, you know, you have to let it go and realize that this is going to be your condition. You have severe fibromyalgia. The pain that you're feeling, which is crippling and was preventing, I couldn't work, I couldn't feed myself, I couldn't clean anything. I was stuck in my bed for 6 months, couldn't move, couldn't do anything. And they told me, you have to just, you know, deal with it. This is going to be your life. I was 30 years old at that point. I couldn't believe that this is what they were telling me. I actually lost an inch and a half of my height in the fact that my spinal cord was shrinking. My muscles were going into atrophy. And they told me, just, you know, deal with it, because you're probably going to end up in a wheelchair if you do survive. They did tell me when I was extremely sick, I couldn't do anything with myself anymore, and I was literally feeling myself fading. I felt that I was at death's door. I expressed this to my doctors, and they said, well, sorry, there's nothing we can do anymore. That's the answer I got. And even if I said, well, it's impossible, there's got to be something, they said, listen, you just got to have to, you know, suck it up and realize that we can't do anything anymore. So at that point, I had two choices: either believe what they say, accept the situation, and at 30 years old, believe that what I believe my life was, it was over. And this is what I was going to live for the rest of my life and be a bystander to my life, to my son, not be able to play with him. I'm a very passionate person, and I'm a very active person. And for me, that was equal to a death sentence right there. Unfortunately, I have faith. And I was blessed with the feeling, the knowledge, call it what you will, that there had to be something else. Even if I had no more energy, nothing left inside of me, I still had this tiny little glimmer of hope inside of me that kept on telling me there's got to be something else. So at that point, I decided, I was stuck in my bed anyway, that I would search online, I would search everywhere to find a way to heal myself, because I did not believe that the medical system and what they were telling me was going to be my life. So I started researching, I started reading, I started looking everywhere I could, knocking on every door I could, and finding in natural therapy ways to heal myself. And then finally, with the grace of God, I was able to find Diane, which was such a blessing to me. She's the one who introduced me to the TAFE program, which is amazing. If you guys know it, you know how amazing it is. If you don't, you need to do it. It will literally change your life. And you don't need to be as sick as I am and to at death's door and having, you know, a wheelchair diagnosis to do this. It will literally change your life. What it was for me, it was an answer to my prayers. Everything that I have found, everything that I had added to my life, the changes I had done in my what I ate and what I did had actually gave me enough energy that I could stand, that I could speak, and that I could go see Diane. And until convention, I didn't even feel that I would be able to go to a convention for a couple days and be there and stand and speak and be passionate and have this amount of energy. It really has transformed my life.
That's amazing, Emily. Okay, so what did you discover that it was that contributed to your serious health condition?
Well, first of all, they told me it was swine flu. But after really thinking about it, I realized that I had had a vaccine prior to my condition. And once I did get the vaccine, I got sick. Didn't really think about it at that moment because it didn't click. But I was 6 months in my bed, couldn't do nothing. Finally got the energy to start moving again with, you know, the things that I had found, the changes I had done and what I was eating and all of that. I was able to go back to work for about a month and a half until the doctors called me and said, listen, you had a really tough swine flu last year. If you don't get a vaccine and you get this again, you will probably die. Your body will not be able to fight it. So obviously I didn't know much more about medicine than that. So I went and I got the vaccine. Unfortunately, I would say a couple days, a week maximum, I was back in the same predicament. I was back in my bed for another 6 months. I was off of work again. And at that time, it was worse. My body reacted to the vaccine so strongly that it really at that point started reshutting all of my organs, and I began to have other debilitating symptoms. And now at this point, and with the second episode, which I believe came from my body being so in shock from all the medications they had given me, on top of it, the vaccines, I've been declared disabled. I am no longer to be at work. And this is what they're telling me. But they've basically signed a bill saying, after seeing all these specialists and everything, you will not be able to lead your life as you dreamed of and work until you're 65. So I'm supposedly done. That's it.
Oh, well, I met you at the convention, Emily. You're not done.
Oh, no, I'm just started. I believe so strongly that everything happens for a reason. And if you guys are here on this call, there's a reason for that. Even when it's dark, even when it's tough, trust me, in the first few years, this is almost 4 years ago now, and I'm still disabled, but I'm starting back my life. And ever since I've been doing the TAFE program, I have the energy, and I am sure you guys can feel it, the passion in my voice, because I'm living again. I'm actually doing things again. I'm moving again. I'm seeing friends again. And even when it's hard and it's dark and it's you're in a really dark place, you have to believe that everything happens for a reason. It was really tough for me at that point to realize that everything I had worked so hard to get just dissipated. It would never be the same for me. But I still believe that everything happened for a reason. And after thinking and searching and all that, I've realized now, and I feel it with everything I have, that I actually share the same dream and mission as you, Donna, is to change nations one person at a time. And I feel it in my veins. I feel it in every cell of my body. This is what passions me, has transformed my life. And everybody needs to know this. It is true. It is real. It is nature. And there's a possibility to transform every person's life with this way of living.
Thank you, and I love your passion. That's what it's all about, transforming the health of a nation, one person at a time. And I know in the meantime, we will be losing a lot of people, because most people that attend these calls and most people that we talk to do not believe that there is another way, and they do not believe that nutrition used therapeutically with superfoods and herbs, and I'm speaking about Nature Sunshine products, can reverse and overcome all kinds of illnesses. It's interesting listening to you, Diane, that you came to the realization that a vaccine contributed to your health illness. Did the doctors ever tell you that it was vaccine-related?
Well, after everything happened and I saw doctors, one doctor finally did say, well, maybe the giving you the vaccine, after all, was not the best idea. It probably provoked the fact that your body recognized this as an attackant and went back into a complete alert of all of the systems. But what is there to do at that point, right?
Exactly. Now, I just want to ask you, Emily, are you aware now of the ingredients that are in a vaccination shot, no matter what kind of vaccine it is?
No, I'm not, but I'd love to know.
There you go. And that's something for you to look into. But I will share what I know about vaccinations. Most people do not read the ingredients that are in a vaccination shot, because we blindly trust. So when you get an opportunity, you can Google ingredients to a vaccination shot. And I know that in vaccines, there are Timoroso, and Timoroso is also known as mercury, which is very, very toxic. It's a heavy metal. Aluminum phosphate, which is also heavy metals, and they cross the blood-brain barrier. So they affect the entire nervous system, and they affect the brain capacity. And then I also know that there is formaldehyde in a vaccination shot, and there's acetone in a vaccination shot, and there are bacterias and viruses that are grown in sick animal pus. This is not something that I would put a plate of in front of you, Emily, and say, here it is, eat this and you will get better. And yet we blindly inject this directly into our bloodstream without realizing it. And so this is probably a good little exercise for you to do, Emily, is to find out other ingredients in vaccinations. I just mentioned a few.
Mm-hmm. Just on my way home, there was two announcements on the radio about how we should get vaccine, and it just gave me chills. I was like, oh, now that I know, it's just everywhere. And like you said, we blindly just do it because we think that's right, and we are so misinformed.
So, Emily, can you now tell us what program you did that made you feel better? And at what point was it? Like, there must have been a turning point where all of a sudden you felt that, oh, my gosh, this is working. Go ahead.
Well, it was a TAFI program, of course. It linked all the information, well, some of the information I had learned prior, but without the proper way of doing things and the whole program, the way it is built, and it's so proactive, giving you everything you need when you need it. It gave me everything I needed in the perfect form to succeed, because success is the most important thing. You can try anything, but if you don't stick to it and you don't have a way of doing it to create success, it won't work. So the TAFI program is so well built. I just love it. Of course, in the beginning, any change is going to be changing in your life, but I would say the second week. The first 2 weeks was getting used to it, was the transition and everything. And I would say the second week, I started having more energy, more stamina. My mood changed. I was more optimistic. I started thinking clear with the possibility of, oh my goodness, I'm starting to live again. Maybe I do have an opportunity to do something else. Maybe I can. And my inspiration started, you know, blooming, and it transformed my life.
Thank you. And I know Diane is on the call. Diane, are you there? If you press star 6, Diane, you can unmute.
Okay, this must be better. Hello, everyone.
Are you there, Diane?
Yes, I am.
There's Diane, and she's the naturopathic practitioner from Quebec, and she's also a trained TAFI leader. And so she is the person that made a difference for Emily and by training her and teaching her TAFI. So, Diane, do you want to just comment on how you felt when you started to get the news that Emily was getting better?
I'm really, really proud of her for all the courage she has and all the discipline to put into practice what TAFI teaches us. TAFI gives us all the information, tools, and the recipes. All we have to do is follow the guide, and I'm glad I met Donna so I could be a guide for people who need to be guided back to health. And Emily was ripe for an optimal health, and she's now ripe for a loving, joyful, successful life. So
awesome. I love it. Loving, joyful, successful life, and that she had no hope.
Exactly. This is a miracle.
It is a miracle. So, Emily, finally, what is your message to the world, Emily?
Well, before I say that, I have to mention, because it's very important to me, your program is amazing and it's perfectly built and anybody can do this. But on top of it, I was very blessed to have Diane as my coach and the person who was there for me to give me support, to answer any of my questions. And that is also a big key of why I'm succeeding in this program. So that is important to be said.
So, and that's part of TAFI, isn't it? That you also get individualized coaching from your TAFI leader so that all fears can be alleviated, all questions can be answered. And that's the beauty of it. And Diane was able to do that as a naturopathic practitioner and also as a TAFI leader. So thank you for this. You can now unmute star 6 and ask Emily questions. So if you press star 6, you can unmute to ask questions. So the time is on for you to ask her question, so go ahead, please. Is there someone that would like to ask her a question?
Must have done a really good job.
You must have done a great job. I know lots of people become shy about asking questions. But this is so critical, and I also want to say that in TAFI, we actually follow a program. We eat the right foods. We exercise. We take a superfood therapeutic nutritious smoothie once or twice a day. We use cat's claw to activate the lymphatic system. We use bowel herbs, psyllium hulls for fiber. We do a one-day bowel cleanse. We do a one-day kidney flush. We do a three-day liver cleanse. And all of this put together over a period of 8 weeks gives you health results. And that's what we're all about. I love your message, Emily. I love the fact that you now have a different outlook on life and that you now have a different passion. Maybe you were career-oriented in a different capacity, and now you're moving into a whole new different career, and that's transforming the health of nations one person at a time. Emily, thank you very much for being on the call with us today. Thank you, Diane. And I'm going to move into my portion of the call. And I want
Emily.
To talk, and
yes.
I want to talk about, oh, is there a question? Go ahead, please.
No, I was just wondering if she increased any of the Nature Sunshine nutritional products compared to like what's written in your book. Like, was there anything more? Did she take more of the mineral chi or the collagen plus or the flax hull lignans, anything that she would increase for her particular program?
Emily, are you
well,
there?
I, Yes, I am.
Go ahead, please,
Emily. I did do the basic products that we need to start with Taffy, but of course I had Diane helping me. I took a lot of different things, and if anybody out there is like, oh, I don't know about taking a lot of things, the products are incredible. I do have to say this because I personally had tried different things for my family, and if I have a minute, my mom came at my doorstep and was here to help me, and she was sick, had a cold, didn't feel good, and I made her what I call the magic potion. I gave her some cat's claw. I gave her a little Silsic energy so she would have more stamina. I gave her some mineral chi. I gave her some chlorophyll, and within that day, an hour, she felt better. Also, one thing that I did for my grandpa, I gave him some cat's claw and some chlorophyll. That's it. And within 2 days, his diabetic score, I believe it says in English, went from a 7 to an 8 to a 5.1. So that's tremendous. But on my part, I did use more of the products of Nature Sunshine. I used, I know the name is in French at this moment. I used Curcumin BP. I used Colitrin Plus. I used the magnesium malate for the pain. I used a lot of things. I went full in. I said, you know what, I'm going to try this. And prior to Nature Sunshine, the 3 years before that, I had tried almost all of the companies and all of the products. And I can't say that they weren't good. I did have some results, but never, never as quickly and as strongly as I did with Nature Sunshine. The quality of the products is unbelievable.
So thank you, Emily, and thank you, Fran, for asking that question. Okay, I'm going to move into explaining briefly. I have some time explaining briefly cancer. And this is the way I want to start. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the diagnosis is cancer. When fungal or fungus integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result, the diagnosis, is multiple sclerosis. When fungus integrates into the stem cell line of nerves, the end result and the diagnosis is Parkinson's disease. When fungus integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility, and so on. I hope you get the picture. There is a common thread to all those diagnosed diseases, and it's called fungus. And cancer is part of it. So what's cancer? It's an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there's an injury, and the repair of that injury cannot be made because there's a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by fungus. So for cancer to occur, there is an injury, and this we must know. Cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate to repair an injury. Even Dr. McDougall, who studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs, said this, quote, "Cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair the wound." End of quote. For cancer to occur, or MS, or Parkinson's, or any of those disease conditions, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless the required nutrients are in place. Most of the foods that we eat today do not have nutrients in them. I'm talking nutrition, therapeutic nutrition, that's not found in grocery store foods any longer. We have to rely on superfoods. For cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. It takes oxygen for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells. It's called oxidation. No oxygen, no healthy cell replication. For cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area, to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris, and it causes inflammation. And for cancer to occur, there is so much, there's an infection, there's so much toxic debris that it leads to a fungal infection. So, in all disease conditions, we discuss five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Now, oftentimes we think of an injury simply as a physical injury. And so we think of, just like Dr. Ziegler said in 1903, he wrote medical textbook. In 1903, they knew what cancer was. I don't understand how they forgot it in 2015. So cancer can start from a physical injury, such as a blow and a crushing, a rubbing, an accident, a fall. But a physical injury could also be internal. It could be caused by a trapped blood clot. And if the lymphatic system can't clean it out, it could be a cancerous tumor. It could be caused by exploratory surgeries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. I once worked with Marg, who had a cancer in the urethra of the kidney. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries, and they lead to cancer somewhere down in the future. Root canal procedures can cause injuries. Drugs cause gut permeability, which leads to leaky gut. And Emily talked a lot about that. She was using drugs, and that caused leaky gut, and that causes an injury to the stomach walls. Alcohol can cause injury to the liver, the kidneys, or the pancreas. In today's grains, there are toxic anti-nutrients called lectins. They get into the bloodstream. They cause leaky gut. And they can accumulate in various organs and glands of the body and cause an injury. Phytates in present-day grains deplete vitamin D3 and numerous minerals. And that depletion of minerals can cause an injury to an internal membrane that needs those minerals for cell repair. Chemical toxins can cause injuries. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency. Think about chapped lips. That's usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. And today, our agricultural practices have interfered with our plant's ability to pick up raw elements from Mother Earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis using sunlight and minerals from the earth and water. Foods are so deficient in nutrients today, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. And there's a documented study in my book called Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. This book has sold 5,000 copies because this book also contains about 60 cancer success stories, and there's a whole lot more since I've released the last edition, which was about 2 years ago. Antoine Béchamp in the 1860s stated, this is 1860, he said, if there is a deficiency of even one mineral, then morbid waste matter will accumulate. And Dr. Linus Pauling, we all know him, he's the father of vitamin C, he said this in 1970. You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiencies cause injuries. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancer. She showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Think about this. Toxic debris will accumulate in an injured area that invites parasites. Think about the prostate, a particularly vulnerable area for parasite infestation. That parasite can eat through the membrane just like a worm eats through a leaf of a plant. Infections can start an injury. Think about hepatitis. If that's not corrected, that could lead to serious injury. And I loved Emily's little discussion when she talked about her mom who had a cold, and she gave her mom, she said, the magic potion, cat's claw, mineral chi tonic, and soul stick, and her mom got better. She gave her grandpa cat's claw and mineral chi tonic, and he had diabetes, and the diabetes dropped from 7 to 5.1 within 2 days. This is so amazing. We can continue, and we find that microbes can grow in toxic, unhealthy tissue, and that can cause an injury. Candida can cause an injury. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches, which convert to sugar, antibiotics, various drugs. Candida pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. And Emily talked about leaky gut. And that candida escapes into the bloodstream along with lectins, along with drugs, along with heavy metals. That is all sitting in the bloodstream. That makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients. Candida also produces toxic estrogens. These toxic estrogens feed cancer. And they also destroy the function of the thyroid. The thyroid controls metabolism, and it controls the amount of iodine that's released, particularly for radiation absorption. Xenoestrogens also scramble all the hormones, and they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility. Now, if that's not bad enough, those xenoestrogens from candida also weaken collagen production. That's why we use Collatrim Plus when we do this program. Then we look at Dr. Bernice Eddy, and you heard Emily's story about vaccines. In 1957, Dr. Bernice Eddy, a scientist in a vaccine laboratory, injected hamster with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And guess what she discovered? All of these hamsters got various cancers and tumors. Just think about the ingredients that are in a vaccination shot. They are toxic. They do not belong in anybody's bloodstream or in anybody's muscle, in anybody's body. And Dr. Bernice Eddy reported these findings to her colleagues way back there in 1957, and she said, if you were to institute this vaccination program into our society, we will have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1957. She was fired. We have an epidemic of diseases and cancer. Injury can also come from emotions. Dr. Hamer stated that those strong negative emotions, think about it, like anger, unforgiveness, hatred, depression, I'm not good enough feeling, that causes an overload of toxic acids. We've all experienced this when we're under extreme stress. Acids eat away at the membranes of the internal organs. So there is a saying that goes along with cancer, and it's, what's eating you? Cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to heal that injury. So what happens when there is an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sets up an electrical field to the injured area called current of injury. That electrical field or ionic field triggers the stem cells into action. There are stem cells in every organ and gland of our body, and their purpose is healthy cell replication in order to heal and repair that injury. Now, in order for the stem cells to do their job of cell replication, they need those fundamental building blocks: minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on. If all these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells can do their job. They can replicate healthy cells to repair the injured membrane. At the point that the injured membrane is repaired, that cell replication process stops. The stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. However, in a case when even one building block is missing, I've already mentioned minerals, then you can see how difficult it is for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells. So therefore, that current of injury will continue until you give your stem cells the required nutrients for healthy cell replication to take place. So one of the keys in putting cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, infertility, and so on to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and essential nutrients. I want to talk about inflammation. Second key. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've talked about candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, drugs. They get into the bloodstream. I've talked about toxic lectins, phytates. They get into the bloodstream. Lectins are found in all present-day grains and all legumes. This is very well documented and researched by people like Dr. Cordain, Dr. Freed, Dr. Perlmutter, Dr. Davis. So all this toxic debris makes the blood sticky and heavy, and that blood flows through capillaries. That puts an undue stressful impact and weight on the walls of these capillaries. That causes the tiny holes of the capillary walls to dilate. And at this point, now those toxins are escaping from the blood through the holes in the capillary walls and accumulating in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen and nutrients to all the cells and tissues. I give credit to Dr. Samuel West, who took it upon himself, and it was his life's work, to study inflammation and the lymphatic system. And he said that those blood plasma proteins will leak out through those capillary wall holes, and they will also pool between the spaces of the cells and tissues. And those blood plasma proteins attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. And now you have a swelling, the first process of inflammation. So now inflammation is trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all those toxins. And no problem if there is a healthy lymphatic system, because that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavial valves, which is near the neck area. And the fluidy, the salty water fluid, which we call lymph, will take the excess sodium and the toxins and those toxic drugs and lectins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. So you see, it's critical that we keep the elimination channels opened and moving and in good working order. And we do this in taffy. When the lymphatic system, however, becomes overloaded by our use of drugs and toxic emotions from stress and so on, and toxic teeth and vaccinations and flu shots and chemicals and so on, you start to see how it starts to malfunction. And so now we have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins, and over a period of time, this buildup leads to chronic inflammation because the blood can't get the oxygen and the nutrients into that injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, a Nobel Prize winner in 1931, who discovered this. When the oxygen levels to the injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation, for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells, can no longer happen. If there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then the process of oxidation slips into fermentation, which uses up sugar. This produces ammonia and acids, which is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus. Dr. Otto Warburg discovered fermentation of sugar feeds cancer. Now that we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens when there's an injury, and there's not enough nutrition and oxygen, and there's an accumulation of toxic debris that is not moving, it's stagnant, and fungal infection happens. That's why we get mutated cell growth. The fungus integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, and it mutates the cells. It genetically defects the cells. Cancer is not a genetic illness. It's the fungus that mutates the cells. So now we have a continuous replication of mutated fungal cells that cannot repair the injury, and we call this cancer. And if you understand this, we can overcome our process of cancer. We can overcome multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, any kind of disease condition, just like Emily did, even though they diagnosed her with fibromyalgia, with swine flu. Here's what we do. We stop feeding the cancer. We stop feeding the whole process. We eliminate sugar, yeast products, grains, legumes, and milk, which contains a lot of sugar. We start eating the right foods. Grass-fed meat. We eat meat here to raise the body temperature. Nobody ever talks about body temperature. I am here to tell you, those viruses, those disease conditions cannot exist in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees. And it's grass-fed meat and red foods and fish and oils and eggs that raise your body temperature. And we also need the phytonutrients from all the vegetables and the oils from the walnuts and almonds and seeds. And we use berries, which are antioxidant. And even if you eat the right foods, there is not enough nutrition. This is when we resort to therapeutic nutrition smoothies. And this is when we add Chinese mineral chi tonic, Collatrim Plus, chi tonic for those missing minerals. Collatrim Plus for the missing collagen powder that the candida destroys. Green Zone, chlorophyll, spirulina for additional amino acids and phytonutrients because we're not getting them from grocery store greens. Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, which is excellent in breaking up agglutination or sticky blood. And we add berries of our choice. We can get creative here. I am here to tell you, you don't need to do any kind of juicing. This is it. This is your juice, and it takes 1 minute to put it together in a blender or a shaker bottle. Shake it up, and you're done. There it is. Your high-dense nutrition. And it's hugely quality controlled. It's high energy, it's high minerals, and it's superfoods. You know, Dr. Alexis Carrel in 1912 received a Nobel Prize because he was able to keep chicken heart cells alive for 34 years. What did he do? Every 48 hours, he gave them a mineral-rich, clean water solution. That's how he did it. We can do the same. We also take high amounts of super omega-3 so that the cells internally can become pliable and oxygen and nutrients can move into the cells and toxins can move out of the cells. We decrease inflammation by cleansing the blood, drinking lots of chlorophyll to bind heavy metals. Flaxseed lignans binds toxic xenoestrogens. Colostrum on an empty stomach binds toxic lectins. Protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach goes into the bloodstream, digests undigested food particles and protein particles that are there because of leaky gut. Cat's claw combination opens up the lymphatic system to help to drain the toxins through our elimination channels. And we address the elimination channels by taking all cell detox. Oops, it's called body detox now. A herbal combination to get the bowels, the kidneys, and the liver to detoxify that debris. And then we increase circulation by using MC. On the state side, it's called MegaCal. It cleans out heavy metals, lead, iron, aluminum, metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides, and increases oxygen flow and increases blood circulation. There are many people who have done specifically this program and are cancer-free and disease-free today. I want to now turn the recording off, and I want to give you an opportunity to ask questions.